Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz alongside and Marco Belletti on the updates. Now, we've got some NBA going on. Timberwolves are going to finish out game two. Look, for a while, like the Warriors, they got close. They got to within eight. Looked like they could get it done, but the Timberwolves, as the Warriors are, of course, as you know, without Steph Curry. Timberwolves were a little kind of risky there, too. Anthony Edwards had to go to the locker room before halftime. Looked like he messed up his ankle. That looked to be one of those things where you like land on your leg and it tries to come up into you, but it can't because the rest of your leg's there. That's what that looked like. And he was able to come back, and the Timberwolves are going to get a sizable win here. So we'll take a look at the playoffs and everything, how it shakes out, what's coming up tomorrow, and all that. It's kind of an interesting day because the biggest sports story of the day, I think, was that we got a new pope. Or it was that we got a pope who's American. We got a pope that's from Chicago. We got a pope and we're trying to figure out who he's a fan of. And ABC News had reported that he was a fan of the Chicago Cubs. And the Chicago Club, I mean, why wouldn't you gloat about that? They were gloating. Yeah, not only are we, you know, cheered on by the Pope, but, I mean, he might have an inside track of getting some of these prayers to the front line. So WGN was like, we got to figure this out. Now, they went to go talk to the Pope's brother because the Pope's brother is in Chicago. So you go and you talk to him to be on the news. But he put to rest just exactly who the Pope is a fan of.
Clear up the thing about the Cubs and White Sox.
Yeah, he was never, ever a Cubs fan, so I don't know where that came from. He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there.
Yeah, that was lower than I thought. But he said, if you could hear it, if you turned your radio up all the way to 100, and then... also, like, put a speaker and a megaphone up to your speaker. That wasn't low earlier. I don't know why that was so low. Anyway, the Cubs fan thing is done, and he is a White Sox fan, and that is what I wanted to tell you. Okay. Let me just delete all the other audio I was going to play for you tonight.
I also don't believe that's true.
Now you think he's a Cubs fan?
I think it's an inside job. Yeah, he's definitely a Cubs fan.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather, if you're a Catholic, wouldn't you rather have the Pope know what it's like to root for agony all the time and rarely ever have joy? Isn't that what Catholicism truly is at its deepest core? I can say that I'm a Catholic.
Me too. I'll allow it.
Yeah, when's the last time you've been to church?
Yeah, right.
Yeah?
13 years.
13 years?
Probably.
I'll have you know, I go to church 5 times a week.
Yeah, okay.
I bet you guys didn't think that about me.
What do you get when you go to church's chicken?
What I meant was... my kid's school is actually by a church, so I walk by the Catholic church.
That's it.
Where I have been. We got him baptized there, and I think that's the last time I stepped foot in it. And he's now 6 almost. All right, so is the Pope Catholic? Yes. Is he a Cubs fan? No. Is it time for the Bartometer? Let's fire that thing up, baby!
There are debates, there are hot takes, there are strong opinions, but in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is an NBA-themed Bartometer tonight. I plugged into the Bartometer NBA. And it was like, do not compute. It's been so NFL-focused for... for months that I had to put some extra juice into it. What is the Bartometer exactly? Oh, it's a piece of machinery that I have designed in my lab, aka my garage. Spent a lot of time, money, blood, sweat, tears, and I've created the Bartometer. Bartificial intelligence, if you will. So if you ever have a problem with what the Bartometer says, you're taking it up with the robots, and I don't think you want to get on their bad side. But again, this is not me. This is not my list. This is the Bartometer's list. So I asked the Bartometer, what is the best case scenario for the NBA when it comes to who this year's champion will be? What is the best case scenario? There's eight teams left. Give me them from 8 to 1. Take in whatever factors you think you need to take into. And this isn't like, what does Adam Silver want to see? What does Vegas want to see? This is what would be best for the health, exposure, marketing, fandom of not just the particular fan bases involved, but NBA fans as a whole. So with that, we start at the last place team of the eight left, and that is number 8. Now, I thought that they would not be this low. I certainly didn't think they'd be the last team on this list. But the Bartometer says it would actually be bad for the NBA, or at least worse than any of the other teams, if the Boston Celtics were to repeat. Sure, they have a big-time feel, but do they really have star power? Do they? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are stars. Are they? Serious question. They feel like they're just short of having taken the leap, and now we're getting to the point where they feel like they're unable to take the leap. They feel like they've gotten all the way to the top of the mountain, and they have to get across the mountain, and then they're there, but there's a bridge that's been swaying for years, and it fell over, and there's no way to get over there. It just, even though they won a title last year. I don't think people outside of Boston want to see the Boston Celtics win, and I don't think they want to see the Boston Celtics repeat. I personally, I don't know if the Bartometer factored this in, but I saw this clip from Colin Cowherd where he, and I have to bring this up because at first I groaned, and then I was like, you magnificent son of a. He's like, the age of analytics are over. We're into manalytics. Teams playing hard-nosed basketball once again. See, right now you're coming around. Yeah, that's what it took me. Because the Celtics are a team that they're so reliant on the three, they've taken 100 of them in the first two games and have only made 25, and they're not a team that needs to do that. If the Celtics just played normal basketball, they would be up 2-0 in this series. But they're chucking threes, and they're not playing like they even know who each other is that is wearing the same jersey. So I don't think the Celtics should be this low, but the Bartometer says of all the teams left, they are 8. Number 7. Number 7, some recency bias coming in here. The Denver Nuggets, they have won a title recently, and I don't think it really moved the needle outside of Denver. Just like with the Milwaukee win recently, if I may. So, yeah, Jokic, okay, now he's a 2-time champ. You know, it's big for Serbia and parts of Europe, but Jokic is who he is, and I don't think that there's more room for him to grow as a marketable player, and I don't think there's really room for the Nuggets to grow. Now, it'd be a fun story because they fired their coach and GM with a week left in the season. You know, Jamal Murray, I'm sure, would have some good performances. Russell Westbrook is a fun hang, and he'd get his first title. But they come in at number 7. At number six, it would be best for the NBA if this team won a title. Number six is Cleveland. And maybe they'd be higher if LeBron didn't come back and win one with them. In Cleveland, you know, they've had, outside of that LeBron title, it's not a great place to enjoy sports. They're great sports fans there. They just don't win a lot. And I don't think that Cleveland has the national draw that would benefit the NBA with what they're looking for. Again, Donovan Mitchell. Like, Donovan Mitchell, I can talk about, is he a star? I think he's a star in the NBA. I don't think he's a transcendent superstar. A big thing, too, is you got to remember, the NBA has got a new TV deal next year. And so they're going to get broadcasted in a whole nother way. They're going to get broadcasted with all the might of NBC and Peacock and General Electric behind them. There's going to be tie-ins with the Today Show and with The Voice and with Sunday Night Football and with the Olympics. So this is a big part of who exactly is going to earn the right to be the defending champions when they get showcased in a way that maybe they felt like they haven't been. With no disrespect to TNT or ESPN, but the NBA used to be on NBC, and the NBC network has wanted the NBA back ever since they lost it. And they are going to do everything in their power to prove they should never lose it again. Cavs come in at number six. At number five. Now, I would put this team last, but the Bartometer's got other ideas. The Indiana Pacers. The reason that I scream about the Pacers so often is because I don't think people understand that they are beating up on wilting teams that are injured and decimated. I think people look at the Pacers and think, hey, this team's pretty fun. And they're winning improbably. Who wouldn't root for that? Tyrese Halliburton, the center of that. You can market around him. Look, he's got some friends in the media world. Pat McAfee called him the face of the league 2 weeks ago. Now, are they really friends, or are they friends because they benefit each other? You know, in this business, you never know, but it's usually always the second. He's done angles on Monday Night Raw, so he's got the WWE thing going for him. Oh, man, last year there was a moment, and it's been circulating a little more because it may be the Eastern Conference Finals, but Jalen Brunson was at an event where Tyrese Halliburton was, and Jalen Brunson picked up a chair, and they were in the ring, and he was going to hit him with it. Because they played each other last year, but now they might face off again. But the Indiana Pacers at number five. At number four. At number four is the Minnesota Timberwolves. They've got Anthony Edwards, rising team, charismatic, marketable star. This is a smaller fan base comparatively, but this is a thirsty fan base. I mean, I talked about Cleveland. Minnesota needs a championship in any sport. They don't care. They need one. And this Wolves team under new ownership now with the move to Alex Rodriguez getting some TV time tonight. This would elevate him as a face of the league. And when we have these face of the league conversations, or when you guys do, I try to not to dabble in that. That topic's beneath me. Having an AI-generated machine do the work for me is not, but face of the league topics are. Anthony Edwards is born in the USA, and all these other faces of the league aren't. And for some people, that matters. You know, he can put on USA on his chest in the FIBA World Cup or the Olympics, and you can root for him. So the Timberwolves certainly would be good for the NBA if they won. But there are a few better, according to the Bartometer. At number three, At number three, the Bartometer is going to put the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors are going to be at three and not two, because back to what I was saying about a new era of basketball with it going to NBC. One of the big things we think about with NBC is Jordan. They had the rights in the 90s. Jordan was winning championships in the 90s. The Warriors' run is over. If they find a way to win the title this year, they're not winning again. So they're not going to have the momentum of that. The Warriors, however, are above a team like the Timberwolves and the Pacers. They've been there, or even the Celtics. Because I think the Warriors have reached another echelon of being now a worldwide brand. And a lot of that is Steph Curry. Maybe it's the Bay Area factor. But I think if you travel around the world, I don't think you see a lot of Jason Tatum jerseys. I think you see a lot of Steph jerseys. I think you see a lot of Warriors hats. So they've got a more global exposure. So it would be good for the NBA anytime that they won. At number two, this is going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I think with the Thunder and the Timberwolves, you can kind of say, you know, what's the difference? The difference is if the Thunder win this year, I don't think that's going to be the last time the Thunder win. So you can come in to a new era. You can come in. It's a young roster. The average age is 24 and a half. It's an exciting brand of basketball. You know, it's a smaller market, but it's like the only game in town. Think of like when the Spurs were good, except more flashy and marketable. One of my hot takes, too, is that people didn't get into the Spurs because the color palette is boring. Seriously. You thought they were a boring team because they focused on defense and wore black and gray. The Thunder are razzle-dazzle, and they wear blue and orange. Trust me, there's something to it. I'm a big color guy. Do you know there's no proof that we all see colors the same way? My orange may not be your orange. I mean, it probably is, but there's no proof of that, and we can't prove it. How do you describe orange? Well, it's orange. Oh. And then at number one. Oh, speaking of orange and blue, it's got to be the New York Knicks. This would be an earthquake throughout the NBA. They have not won a title since, what, the early 70s? A win would be a massive story. Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, Karl Anthony Towns. You can market these guys. You've got fans in the media. It's the Big Apple. New York's a cultural mecca. The fans are insane, and there's a lot of them. And the Knicks were one of those teams in the 90s, while not winning titles, were a showcase team for NBC. So I think the New York Knicks are unquestioned the number one team on this list. Everything else I could see debates for, whatever list you presented, I could see debates for. But the Bartometer has unveiled tonight that it would be best for the NBA if this team won the cup, which doesn't exist. I meant the trophy. Number eight, the Celtics. Number seven, the Nuggets. Number six, the Cavs. Number five, the Pacers. Number four, the Timberwolves. Number three, the Thunder. Number two, the Warriors. Number three, the Thunder. Jesus. Number three, the Warriors. Number two, the Thunder. And number one, the Knicks. The Bartometer actually changed one of the answers as I was going along here, so that's why there was some confusion. All right, and that is it. That is the Bartometer. Shut her down. You can't really argue. I mean, I think you can argue, Carlos, with some of those on that list, but far and away, Adam Silver and the league office have to be rooting for a Knicks championship at this point.
I'm going to say no.
No.
I think they want to drag out the Knicks another year. This is how they can do a storybook ending.
They've dragged him out for 42 years.
Oh, this is going to be a straight-up WWE Cody Rhodes situation. The Knicks won the Royal Rumble. Everybody's feeling good. I think the Knicks make it to the finals to face Oklahoma City. OKC gets their title. The Knicks, you know, let's say they lose in 6 or 7. The Knicks are close. Not quite there yet. Knicks win the Royal Rumble again next year, and they finally get over the hump, and Knicks will win their championship next year.
Last year couldn't have been the... I mean, they were there last year. They were in the conference semis last year.
No, second round doesn't count.
Okay. So who do you think's going to the finals out of the East right now?
I actually legitimately, I'm not even kidding, I really do think the Knicks have the best chance so far.
Okay.
Because the Pacers are frauds.
Well, yeah, but...
I don't want to say Cleveland's dead and buried yet, but they got too many injuries, and that's what Cleveland does. They knock out teams that are hurt. So I think Cleveland is just about done. They're on their last gasp, so to speak. So I fully expect to see Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson in a WWE ring in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen. And, and the Knicks are just so much, this time around, they're just so much more talented than the Pacers are. And the Knicks are healthy. So I think Knicks in 5 if they get to see the Pacers.
Oof. As long as they stay healthy, which teams have a hard time doing
against.
Knock
on wood.
Indiana. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. We'll be back. I don't know that the Bartometer could give us the hockey rankings, but we can kick that around with you guys a little bit too. And I got to give credit to credit where credit's due. Paul Pierce did something that literally everyone in this business has backed out of doing. And I think he needs his flowers, and I'm going to give them to him. And I'll do that next coming up. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
It's The Bart Winkler Show podcast.
The beauty of life is in small details, guys, not the big moments. Life is short, and it is here to be lived. Life is a ride. Do the do. I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside. The NBA playoffs are pretty wild. Give you some stats on those. But the last two games, we have seen things come back to earth, as in games not be that great. The Timberwolves beat the Warriors 117-93. Warriors made a little bit of a run in the third, but they don't have Steph Curry, and that's a big problem. They're not going to win the series without Steph Curry. They can win the series if Steph Curry misses a couple of games. They're going to need to win probably game 3. Typically when you come home, game 3 is a big one to win. But he's also going to miss game 4, and I think he's going to miss game 5. So I think best case for the Warriors is to be down 3-2 with Steph coming back. But we'll see. We'll see. The other game, so a home team won, but a home team finally did win last night when Oklahoma City blew the doors off of the Nuggets. Now, we also thought we'd see that result with the Celtics and the Knicks. The Celtics blew a 20-point lead to the Knicks in game 1. They're not going to do that again. A lot of people very confident in that. Putting up something, saying, if they don't, I'll do this. And that is something that happens a lot in sports radio. Let me tell you. The amount of times people say, I'll do this if, and then they back out of it.
Seriously.
But like, why do it? Why do it? Because you're confident, but why put up something like, if you say, hey, Packers, Bears, if the Bears win this week, I'm a Packers fan, I'll put on a Bears jersey. I mean, that's fine. Okay, there's something you're going to do there. I once said, I don't remember why I said I would do it, but I once said I would eat a T-shirt.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and then I said, the thing didn't happen, and everyone was like, Bart, you got to eat the T-shirt. And then I turned it on people. I said, why would you want me to eat a T-shirt? You can't eat a T-shirt. I will die. You want me to die? But I said it. I said I'd do it.
Yeah, I know all about welching on bets. I still owe Zach Gelb dinner.
What was that for?
I foolishly said that Saquon Barkley would not play more than 7.5 games. Not only did he play more than 7.5 games, he rushed for basically 2,000 yards and won a Super Bowl.
Wow, that's an extremely low bar.
And initially, I didn't even think he was going to make it to 5.5 games. Gelb gave me two more and still Barkley cleared.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so I owe him Puerto Rican dinner, and I had to owe him for months at this point.
Guy I did a show with at one point said if the Brewers win the Central, he will swim across Lake Michigan. Like, that's what we do, though. We say something so outrageous, and then they did win the Central. And, of course, he never swam again across Lake Michigan, or I think you would hear it. So I saw Paul Pierce, who's on FS1. He's on Speak. It was Speak for Yourself, and now I think it's just Speak. But he's on the show with Keyshawn Johnson, Joy Taylor. And he had said, I think Rick Bucher's on there. He had said, I will walk to work barefoot, shirt off, 20 miles from his house to the studios if the Celtics lose. And then they lost, and of course he's not going to do that. But then last night he posted a map of about where he lives to the studio. And then this morning, because a 20-mile walk is going to be about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours?
Slow.
How long is a 20-mile walk?
I don't know. Maybe because I used to run, I don't think it's that long. It should not take you an entire work shift to get to where you got to go.
It takes about, let's see. Yeah, I mean, it's going to, depending how fast it goes, it's going to take 6 to 9 hours.
I would have done in 5.
Well, look at you. I'm a slow walker. There's not one person I've ever walked with that I've walked faster than.
I hate people who walk slower than me, and that's
I don't even try
everyone.
To walk slow. I'm just walking. Just walking. But Paul Pierce got up this morning, and he did it. And so I have to acknowledge this. Look, it's a bit on another show, you know, whatever. I don't care about any of that. This man did something that so many of us say we would do. Oh, it's just a 20-minute walk. What's the big deal? It's Paul Pierce walking for 20 minutes because of something he said that would happen that didn't. Someone's finally cashing in on a bet they made. And here's the thing. They made it against themselves. This is what we do. We don't say, oh, I'll eat my T-shirt and you eat a hat. I didn't say that. I just bet against myself. I'll swim against Lake Michigan. You have to swim across Lake Erie. Erie. That's a combo. I didn't say that either. Paul Pierce was like, no, I'll do it. And he got up this morning, and you could see the journey chronicled on Instagram. This was in the beginning of the morning. He's a man of his word.
This is crazy, dog. I can't believe this. C's got me out here like this, bro. I'm sweating. So I'm about like 4 miles in right now. So I think I got like another 16 miles. I've been going for about an hour and a half right now. So, all right, I keep going, baby. I'm a man of my word, though. All right, I'll holler at y'all, bro.
Yeah, great exposure that he's doing it. I mean, again, I'm happy to bring it up because more people need to follow through on their word. And then he, at one point, ordered food delivery. So I'm not going to promote that. They got to pay me for that one. He ran into some kids, saw some kids that knew him, took a picture. And then Kevin Garnett, who lives in L.A., tracked him down and drove by Paul Pierce walking.
Okay, well, they got a ticket right there. I had to leave the studio. tick, man. I'm out, Lord. I'm out.
What you doing?
I'm out. I'm halfway there.
Hey, man, you be careful out here, man.
Man, it's crazy.
He did make it to the studio, and this would have been funny if he just walked 20 miles and then needed assistance to get in the studio, but because of that iconic game where he was in a wheelchair after what we decided he pooped his pants is what happened. He did come on to the FS1 set being carted out in a wheelchair.
Here he is. The legs are shot.
Wheelchair.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's give it up for Paul Pierce, a man of his word.
Oh, man, I'm exhausted.
See, what sucks about that is he did a great thing for the show, but then he had to go ahead and do the show. So, what a trooper. I'm sure he got a ride home from somebody. Perhaps a ride share. Again, pay me. But kudos to Paul Pierce for doing something that so many of us have said we would do. And maybe you're like, 20 miles, that's not big a deal. I run 3 marathons a week, Bert. But clearly that was not something that he wanted to do. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A man who that distance is just a third of what he walks in a given day. It is Marco Belletti. Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. So just one NBA game tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves evening up that series 117-93. And in the NHL, the Capitals beat the Hurricanes 3-1 to tie that thing up. And we're at the end of the second, where Edmonton has a 3-2 lead over Vegas. So we'll be following that one throughout the night here on the Bart Winkler Show and the Infinity Sports Network. Remember, we are available for you at no charge on the Odyssey app. So if you're listening and station's got a game that night, or you're out of range from your favorite station, you can't find us on another one. First of all, write your local representative to make sure that gets fixed. And then also, you get the Odyssey app on your side. Free to download, free to listen to. Also, Sirius XM channel 375. Let's get to Brent. He's in Myrtle Beach. We will talk to Brent. Carlos, I'm going to need a hand. My thing froze. I've got a whole bunch of problems over here.
Can you hear me now?
I got you, Brent. What's up?
Do you remember the story of Jim Rooker?
Who's Jim Rooker?
He was the baseball announcer for the Pirates a couple of decades ago. And there was a game where the Pirates were up 10-0 in the first inning, and he was on air, and he made the mistake of saying, well, if the Phillies come back and win this game, I'll walk from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
And they ended up coming back. I forget what the final score was. It was like 13-11 or something like that. But people called him out for it on it, and he's like, you know what? I'm a man of my word. I'm going to walk from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia. It's 300 miles, which you can't do in a day, obviously. But he broke it up and did it in chunks, and it ended up being a charity thing where he raised money for some good cause. So not only is Paul Pierce is not the only good person out there as far as being a guy good to his word, but Yeah, and based off of that, you could eat a shirt, Bart. You would just have to be like Jim Rooker, and you'd have to do it in very, very small segments so you don't have health ramifications.
I don't want to eat a shirt, Brent. That's a good tidbit. Thanks for the call. It would take, because I've always wanted to walk across America, and without sleeping, it would take about 37 days. So you're looking at like 75 days. And I think we could do that for the show. But I don't want to do it for charity. I just want to do it for the show.
Be a man!
Like, what are you raising money walking across America? Well, hopefully. I'm hoping that this gets more exposure to the show and then I make more money. No, I think news stations might pick up. God, can you imagine walking across America?
The guy is drunk.
But then I'd like go to games along the way, man. It'd be so cool, dude. Maybe I should just try walking around the block 10 times in a row.
Baby steps.
Without needing a pit stop. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, voices. How you doing this evening? Thanks for taking my call. The two most important positions in professional sports playoffs have got to be the quarterback and the goalie, and hopefully my guy Logan Thompson can carry the Caps through. He seems to be on a good roll here, but I'd say those two positions out of all four sports, those are the two that are most critical. I did catch your intentional misspeak. You and Carlos were talking about the NBA on the Bardo meter with the Knicks being number one. You referenced the NBA as, I don't know what your phrase was, holding them at bay. I think you said for 42 years.
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually 52 years.
Yeah, I did my math wrong there because they won in 73, right?
There you go.
Yeah, and I sometimes when I get to like the 80s and 70s trying to do math like that, I get confused because I think I'm 40 and then I think this and then I got confused.
Well, it was before your time, so we won't hold you.
But you're right. You caught it. I made that mistake totally on purpose.
I listen. Anyhow, you commented on the Fast and Furious movie franchise. The big thing in that is the actor Paul Walker getting killed during the production of one of those movies. He was driving his Porsche, I believe it was, a little too fast. Now, I'm going to move on. I'm going to link the Steelers / Aaron Rodgers to the Pope. If and when the Pittsburgh Steelers...
No.
If they sign Aaron Rodgers, will
there's
going
to be smoke. Oh, come on.
White smoke billow out of the Steelers headquarters. And I'll leave you with that. That's my contributions for the season, my friend.
You know, Robert, thanks for the call. There were a lot of good jokes today, but also it was kind of an abundance and overload of jokes. I saw somebody make a joke about how Chicago got a Pope before they got a 4,000-yard passer. And I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. And then I sent it to a group chat. And then the group chat also sent me that same tweet said by like four other people. And that's where we're in a weird spot. If you think you have something funny, you don't just tell your friends anymore and they think you're the funny one. You try to tell the internet. And then everybody thinks that you like stole a joke. When the Packers drafted Matthew Golden, I tweeted the phrase green and golden. And you know who else did that? Every third Packer fan in the state of Wisconsin. And then one person on, this would have been on Facebook, was so adamant that I stole it from them that they were like posting screenshots of when I said it and trying to track down when I said it on air between when they posted it. It's like, whenever there's credit to give, I will give the credit. I promise you, I did not steal green and golden from you. I stole it from somebody else. Okay. 888 710-4ISN. The last couple of NBA playoff games have gone normal. Top seed, home seed wins big. Are we in for a normal weekend or back to the chaos that we saw at the beginning of the second round? We'll take a look. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.